Hi, this is Karen Chasson, Executive Director of the St. Petersburg Foundation. Our guest today is Brandi Winans, who is the Director of Development for the Florida Rising Stars Experience. This is a nonprofit that gives young people an opportunity to experience a variety of different sports careers on and off the field. But Brandi's going to tell us a whole lot more about the work they do and who they serve and what is the impetus behind the Florida Rising Stars Experience. Welcome, Brandi.
Thank you so much, Karen, for having me on today. I'm very excited to be able to talk a little bit more in depth about the Florida Rising Stars and how we came about. Our founder, Jan Richard, and our executive director, Wayne Hogan, were originally part of the Florida Sports Hall of Fame, which is where I met them about 15 years ago. And I had worked with the Florida Sports Hall of Fame on some events. And so we all became good buds. And they called me a few months ago and asked me if I'd come on board as the director of development. When I saw what the project was and what the intent was for Florida Rising Stars, I knew then that this was something I had to get on board with. The Florida Rising Stars is based out of Seminole, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay area. But we will be expanding into four different cities throughout our summer and our fall. So we are going to start here with our first career sports camp, which is geared towards high school teens. And if you ever thought about having a career in any type of a sports entity, my husband was a professional football player, a former All-American basketball, football, track. So his forte was on field. But that's about 1% of the average Joe. So if you start looking at the aspect of the other entities in sports career, such as sports marketing, sports journalism, athletic training, sports medicine, sports officiating, and sports broadcasting, and when you start looking at those aspects, this is why Florida Rising Stars was created, and this is why we think that we can really make an impact in our communities. Our first one here will be, we were scheduled for June 12th. We pushed it back to July 31st, which will be our partnership with the Boys and Girls Club of the Suncoast, the Pinellas Park Branch, because they have a beautiful facility there. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers actually went over a few years ago and remodeled it for them. So they have full capacity. We have full capacity of fields. Our two sports that we're going to be doing this summer will be girls soccer and boys football. The reason we kind of pushed it back is we were having a meeting a couple of days ago, and we thought, you know what? For high school on field, most of these kids already know the basic fundamentals, the basic drills. So we decided that for the on-field, we would lower that down to middle school, which would be 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. And because of that, this will give us an opportunity to bring in more kids. The main reason that we put this together was to be able to serve underserved kids. I had grown up here in St. Pete Beach, and after my dad died, my family kind of lost everything. And I was a pretty lost young lady, and I got into some trouble. I got into some areas that I shouldn't have been in. And, you know, I found horseback riding. I found dancing. I found other areas to keep myself occupied, to start growing, and found a mentor and got tutoring. And this is an opportunity for kids who are thinking of sports in any shape, way, or form. We haven't seen any other program like this. Some of the high schools now are offering sports broadcasting, sports video production. Some are getting into a little bit of sports management. But our 1- and 2-day seminars kind of takes it all into perspective. And the beauty is, the underlying beauty of all of this is we have 60 now, and I'm really proud to say this, 60 of some of the greatest sports legends of our time, including FSU Bobby Bowden, Steve Spurrier, Brian Ford with our Buccaneers, Tony Dungy. We have Fred Biletnikoff, Rocky Blyer, Wade Boggs, Johnny Damon, Shane Matthews. The list goes on and on and on. And if you go to floridarisingstars.com, you'll be able to see them all.
Tell me how those, I think you call them ambassadors, right?
Yes.
How do these sports figures, icons in some cases, how do they interact with the kids? How do you incorporate their lessons into the camps? I just appreciate knowing a little bit more about the structure of the camps, what the experience of the young people is like.
So our sports camps, for instance, we have Bill Patrick, who has a broadcasting journalism school. And we did a pilot at Seminole High a few weeks ago, which was quite exciting. And we brought in 15 of the kids in Seminole High of their video production group. So we also have brought on Varsity Sports Network. Bobby Latmore is out of Orlando, and he has 16 different networks throughout the state of Florida. We're going to be going from Tampa Bay over to Gainesville, back to Orlando, and up to Tallahassee. And we're going to rotate those three different times. So we're starting football, soccer, so forth. So we are going to have the in-classroom Zoom as well. So in the cities that we're at, we'll be able to bring in some of our guest speakers who are local, and we're going to arrange their scheduling with ours. If they're not able to be in person, like we did with Bill Patrick, we had him. Bill was sitting up in Maine, and we had him on a virtual Zoom, like what we're doing right now. And he was able to see the kids, and we went around after we had done a video demo and some other work with the kids. Then we brought him on for the last 20, 25 minutes of the program. And the kids were just mesmerized by the fact that here was this icon, ESPN, NBC, ABC, and he's sitting and talking to me in my classroom. And that's the kind of networking and the kind of education that these kids can get. And the beauty is afterward, we have an aftercare in the last 30 minutes of every day. So the last 30 minutes, when you were talking about the last 30 minutes, for me, I do life skill programs, educational programs. I've been working with teens and young adults for about 25 years. And that will be the life skill program side and to the educational side. And then the coaches that we're working with locally that have been helping us out, they will help us with the aftercare program. So it's a one-day camp. It's a $99 day camp. 75% of our kids, where we're looking for funding right now, will be to give kids like Boys and Girls Club, Big Brothers Big Sisters, Florida Youth Ranch, First Downs for Goals, all of these other nonprofit organizations and underserved kids that would not have an opportunity like this. And then the other 25%, we're expanding out into the high schools to help us with the funding on the other side. But we're really looking for some funding and some investors to come on board. We have our infrastructure in place now. Now we're just looking for kids, and we're looking for some additional funding.
That's exciting. So again, if I'm a student, I get some on-field experience in the day. And then do I have to decide whether I'm interested in, I think you've got the tracks are officiating, broadcasting, sports medicine, and training.
Sports officiating.
Do I have to decide what content area I want to pursue during my day?
The in-classroom will be all of that. So that gives the kids an opportunity to see which direction they may want to go in a sports career. And then we can help them discern those things through our aftercare programs. And, that's probably one of the most important aspects of our Florida Rising Star programs is that we have the aftercare. And the aftercare is free for them as well. There's no charge for the aftercare, because this is a time in our lives with everything that all of us have been experiencing right now with COVID and getting back right now into society, really. I mean, we've all been hovered down in our homes and in our schools, everything, but the kids have been doing been virtual. We were so excited because the Boys and Girls Clubs are doing in person and in classroom and ongoing things throughout the summer months. And that's why in our partnership with them, we'll be looking at some of their other locations throughout the state of Florida too, which is another opportunity. All of those kids, any kids in those four cities, areas and surrounding areas will be able to do our program for free.
Boys and Girls Club's a wonderful organization for you to be partnering with. That's exciting. When you say the aftercare, is that an ongoing kind of connection to the kids? Describe that to me, because I know continuity is important with young people.
It'll be a quarterly program. We're putting all that in place right now. It'll be a quarterly aftercare program to where they can, if they want to stay in touch with us, of course, we're there for them. The coaches that have come in to work and gotten to know them, they've gotten to know that particular coach or those people. So those will also be there for them as well. And that's the most exciting part. Titus O'Neill came on board with us too. And that was his whole thing. He was telling Jan Richard, our founder, is that, you know, camps come and go. But what about the aftercare? He said, I don't want to put my name on something. And a lot of these ambassadors felt the same way. They didn't want to put their name on something that a camp came and went. And that's why what we decided the other day is that we have a sports academy. So we're going to kind of revamp our name right now for the experience, because it is an experience, but it would be more contributed to a sports academy and a camp, an on-field camp. So we want to make sure that we can parallel the two out. So the academy would be the sports career side. The on-field would be the camps.
Very cool concept. So this is your first cohort of students that will be going through, right, in June?
Yes.
June 12th, is that correct?
Well, we moved June 12th now to July 31st because we decided to add our middle school grades in to do the camp instead of just and keep our high school doing our sports career side.
I see. Have you recruited all of the young people that you need?
Or no, we are still looking. We are partially full, but we would love to end up with 100 kids. That's our goal, and 75 of those would be underserved, and 25 of those would be regular paying clients.
Is the Boys and Girls Club the organization that you're going to for the youth that are subsidized? Is that base covered? I guess I'm trying to. Our viewers tonight just wanted to know if our viewers can apply and
yes.
What criteria. Okay.
Yes, they can. They can go on to our website. Our application is set up at floridarisingstars.com. Floridarisingstars.com. They can go on, they can fill out an application, and there is this place there. If they're a member of the Boys and Girls Club, they check there, then they know there's no charge. If there isn't, they can just go online and pay direct. And then we contact them for all the rest of the things. We are also following all COVID rules and regulations, and we worked all that out with the Boys and Girls Club as well, because we want to make sure that we stay COVID safe, as I think any organization wants to maintain that.
Excellent. You yourself have had quite a career in sports-related activities. Tell me what you feel sports contributes to young people, both professionally and personally. What is the overriding contribution?
Oh my goodness. Sports contributes so many different things. Whether you're on field or you're sitting in the audience participating, or you're rooting at your middle school or you're rooting at your high school, it creates such a beautiful way to be able to socialize, to understand teamwork, to understand what leadership is. And there's so many different aspects. I think sports, to me, whether it's, like I said, on field or off the field, really takes people into new friendships, new ways to grow, the leadership aspect of it, learning how to focus, because a lot of times today our kids are not focusing. I think probably our kids over this last year have learned how to focus more sitting at a computer virtually. But I think if you are excited about something, the ambiance and just the being able to relate to your friends about a particular game or a particular situation that you're in. The schools today, they're still keeping out with the physical education, which in my opinion is so vital today for our kids. Getting outdoors, getting in that fresh air, exercising. We aren't exercising enough today. And even as an old lady, I'm still out there doing my exercises and kickboxing and different things that I do. Because when I do that, all my good endorphins come out and it helps me to contribute to myself every day. And I think when you're doing something that you love, there's nothing more rewarding when you have a passion for it. And I see so many of our kids today. Sometimes our parents have a way of saying, well, when you grow up, Johnny, or you grow up, Jenny, you need to be this, and you need to do this, and you need to do this, and you need to do that. And sometimes we don't give them the opportunities to really look around and have that opportunity to say, well, you know, I like doodling over here. I like doing this. I like really doing that. And maybe taking that into finding a way to take that into a career. And, either way, I think our sports academies will give them an opportunity to really discern and learn about sports in a way that they never thought that they could. Our video production side, Varsity Sports Network, he's not only going to be doing the video production and filming all of our events and then and distributing them out, but after the in-room classroom, he's going to be taking them out because he's just showed them the aspects of doing a demo, and he's going to have them audition and do and actually work with the kids. And this is all hands-on stuff that you don't get anywhere else.
This is really exciting. I love the professional development aspect of it. I also think as a fan, it's going to be interesting for the kids to understand all the things that go on behind the scenes and the level of professionals that surround the players that you see on the field. That's very cool.
You are right on there. One of the areas that I do work with is former players and their families. And it's interesting and I went through it with my own husband, when the game is over, when the shoulder pads come off and the helmet comes off and you go behind closed doors, because a lot of times, you know, players have different types of entities of where am I going to go now? What am I going to do? How am I going to make a career and help support my family? But the family unit also needs to understand all of that. And I do a whole family support group that we started just for high school, collegiate, elite, and pros, because it's really important, just like what you just said, Karen, to understand what the game is all about. What position does your son play? What position does your boyfriend? What position does your girlfriend play? Because I'm talking about all athletics, not just football with guys. We have so many excellent female. In fact, we've got several female ambassadors who have come on with us as well. But that's the area that you really need to have an opportunity to understand and educate yourself on. So when you're seeing Jimmy out there on the field, or you're seeing Jenny over there hitting that soccer ball, you understand the game. You understand the game better. And when they know that you understand it better, it really brings the family unit back together. And that's what we try to do, is create a new playbook. It really does make a difference to a family unit.
Very cool. One final question about the support. Obviously, gifts of any size are welcome, as any nonprofit would say. But did I hear you say that it's around $100 for an individual participant?
Yes, the camps are $99, And we're kind of asking for $100 for funding. You can do that. You can help fund as many kids as you would like, or you could donate $20 or $10 or $5. It really doesn't matter. But we really want to take this to a new level and really make sure that our underserved kids, as well as our other kids, are able to have the same expectations, have the same kind of education on all of this. And we will be taking it into other high schools and things like that. But our goal down the road is to have a Georgia Rising Star program, an Illinois Rising Star, a Michigan Rising Star program that can then, you know, writing the curriculum and getting it to where, because all of our ambassadors are all across the country. And thank God for virtual today, just like what we're doing.
We've really learned a lot, haven't we?
Yes.
It does. There's an immediacy to it that I think none of us had really anticipated. And I think for instruction, you know, we've just learned a lot about what value it can add. Well, it's an exciting new program in the Tampa Bay area, Florida Rising Stars Experience. Brandi Winans, I feel your passion for this. We're very excited to share this information with our audience. And I've been to your website, and it's pretty easy to find your way around and navigate floridarisingstars.com for anyone who's interested. And any final words?
You can reach me at Brandi, B-R-A-N-D-I, at floridarisingstars.com. And take a look at the website, look at some of our ambassadors, hear some of the testimonials that you'll see on our website as well, so that you know that our endorsements and our endorser and our ambassadors are for real. We're just so pumped about everybody that's come on board and helped endorse this program. Thank you so much today for having me on too.
Well, thank you for joining us, and congratulations on the launch. And we look forward to checking in with you down the line.
Thank you.